We have spread it. We are all over the planet. And every night at midnight, we proceed to get live. In the Metro Detroit area, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. And more about to join now. Will the members of the Midnight Funk Association please rise? If you would like to become a member of the Midnight Funk Association, stand up. Show us your solidarity. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to acquiesce to the prerequisites for membership in the Midnight Funk Association? For as long as you should feel the need to be intense. At midnight, will you stand? If you're standing near your porch light, will you turn it on for 1 hour to show solidarity with the MFA? If you're in bed, will you smurf on your back? If you're in water, will you splash? If you're riding or driving, caught out at midnight, will you flash your lights and honk your horn? Just to let everybody know that you are definitely down in this town. If you solemnly swear to acquiesce to the prerequisites for membership into the Midnight Funk Association, at this time, say I do. Let it be known to all of Earth that you are now declared a member of the Midnight Funk Association. This edition of the Midnight Funk Association is now being called to order. And may the funk be with you always. Electrifying more jerk, Zach.
All right, you're listening to Beats in Space here with your host, Tim Sweeney, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. And on tonight's show, we have very special guest Thomas Feldman, who is going to be doing a live laptop set for us. He's also here with Gudrun Gut, and they are going to be performing tomorrow night over at Tonic, which is at 107 Norfolk Street between Rivington and Delancey. And I will be giving away one free pair of tickets to the show tomorrow night later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. The number here in the studio is 212-998-1818. And Thomas has a album that's out now on Plug Research called Low Flow, and it's an excellent album, so go look for that one. And I guess he's just going to get started. We'll talk later on in the show. But Beats in Space is every Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And here we go with Thomas Feldman on Beats in Space.
Thank you.
Alright, you're listening to Beats in Space. And you just heard guest set from Thomas Fellman, spelled F-E-H-L-M-A-N-N. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great. No, thanks
that,
a lot.
That was excellent. Me. And no, it was great having you here. And I guess, do you want to go through the songs that you played through?
Well, I mean, pretty much it's kind of around the album Low Flow, right?
Right.
So what I did is when I kind of work on my home studio on the stuff, I kind of prepare them for a live set afterwards, and a few tunes are really kind of suitable, some are not so suitable, so I'm just trying to get the best out of it, which makes me as well entertained whilst I do it. So that's right. For me the main concern. I just don't want to be there to actually kind of deliver, but I want to enjoy myself, so right. So that's kind of the choice how I do it and how I can work with effects and still kind of I'm still interested that you so can recognize the songs, so I'm not trying to kind of go totally off on a tangent. I still kind of try to focus on the main core of the tune,
right.
And go have fun with it, basically. That's the thing. So
right.
I started out with a track called Alice Springs, and the tracks, the titles itself, they have like little private jokes hidden, which are kind of sometimes too in-depth to sort of explain, but afterwards after Alice Springs I had a new interlude which I figured just came kind of out of the blue whilst I was preparing the set. And then again, it's kind of a track from the album called Feet. And, there I maybe just give you a little hint, because I always try. The album is kind of consisting a lot in the way that I digest my record collection. Sometimes going really to spots where you would never expect me to kind of lift a sample off, or maybe just a little inspiration. So Feet is actually a little thing which points to the direction of Little Feet. So this is something which would totally not be fitting into what I normally do, but still, that's part of how I grew up. And about 20 years ago, I was very much into Lowell George and all that sort of stuff. So this is kind of, for me, a way to digest this kind of history in my music collection and all that kind of thing. After that comes a collaboration I did with Darby, which was actually very excellent. He was out in Berlin living there for a few months. Because when his first record came out on Ghostly a few years ago, Gudrun and I were doing this radio show there, and we were really sort of immediately kind of hooked on his groove, and we tried to track him down and found that he's in Detroit and he's a little boy, whatever, kind of a young guy. And then we brought him over to Berlin, and he loved it there, and so he came back a few times. And then whilst I was actually finishing up the Low Flow album, I asked him around. I wanted to play it to him to see his reaction, to see what expression in the face he would have. And so, kind of ended out that he was actually doing a couple of things with me there. So that was a very friendly kind of
that's nice.
There you go. So, that's how I like to work with my music. Always bring my best friends and my love for certain things, which mainly may not necessarily fit to the format, but still, I think it's just part of my life, so I try to sort of bring it through my kind of way back into the system. Yeah,
good. All right, and
a few more things. I had a phase where I was really listening a lot to Alice Coltrane, so that's a few references in there. Even though I know that she doesn't like to be sampled at all, so that's what I didn't do. I kind of went more for the gaps in between the sounds, where you hear like tail ends of a certain string sound or sitar sound. Just trying to experiment with a couple of things, and because I don't want to offend people, especially not offend people which I like.
Right.
So there you go. I mean, there was a track called Hannah. There was a track again with Darby, which is an interlude called Intersect. After that was a track called Slinky. It goes on. Prefab. Points also in a certain direction of a band. I don't want to mention the name. And the last thing is Andrea is Delighted. That's kind of a more dancey tune, which I also play in my techno set, which is kind of works both ways, because half is kind of offbeat and the other half is kind of 4/4.
Yeah.
So, take it from there. And sometimes when I finish with this, people ask for more, so I go more into the 4/4 thing.
That is a good way to go into that.
Yeah.
So before, you have this album Low Flow that is out on Plug Research.
That's right.
And this one is more, I guess you have other albums that you put out on Compact that have been more on the techno side.
That's right.
Right. And you just decided you wanted to do a different thing this time.
It always has been following me, this kind of downbeat stuff. You know, the work with The Orb, which is kind of, you know, over the last 14 years now kind of thing, which was very much also downbeat oriented.
Right.
So that was always a very important factor in my work.
Right.
I just haven't been exposing it as a whole album under my name yet. So I just figured with Plug Research, I just suddenly felt that would be the right home for me, because I like the guys, the work on the label they do, the variety also of things they do, you know, from whatever folk to experimental electronica things, and from hip hop to jazz kind of things. That's basically kind of also fits the whole planet I'm interested in.
Right.
So we have been friends for a long time, so it was kind of almost a natural thing, you know. Anyway, I played the tunes and said, how about, you know, putting that out on Plug Research? So,
yeah, no, I was wondering how you hooked up with the Plug Research guys, since they're all the way over on the West Coast. In L.A., right? Or
in L.A., yeah. So, I mean, I've been visiting there at one point, had a phone number, and the rest is history kind of thing, you know.
All right.
That's how it went.
Okay.
Really kind of immediate connection there. And yeah, Stefan Bethke, Pole, gave me the phone number. We already explored in Los Angeles. I have to give him this credit, absolutely. And and after that, he came over to Berlin a few times. And, you know, people playing together. He's DJing, and I was DJing. And, you know, also with our radio work, the Ocean Club with Gudrun Gut. That's something which also brings us in contact with many people. Which is, you know, something which really makes the radio work worthwhile as well.
That's,
you know.
Definitely. Yeah. And I wanted to talk more about your radio show.
Come on, join in, Gudrun. Yeah.
But I mean, so what's the thing behind your radio show? I mean, you know, music wise, or just between the two of you, what do you seem to play, or, you know, what's the idea behind the radio show?
Well, we had like a very, very simple phrase in the beginning, which was like our favorite tracks from the last 40 years, which leaves a very open, wide range.
Right. That's good. That's good.
We're actually on a kind of, I wouldn't say mainstream in a bad sense, radio station, but it's like
it's not a college radio station.
Yeah.
It's a 24-hour kind of...
You don't have that in Berlin.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not so common. It's more an American thing.
But I mean, I think your mainstream radio has to be more open than our mainstream radio.
Yeah, this is a pretty good radio station, and especially at night.
Right.
At nighttime between 11 and 1, they have every night a different theme radio. For example, John Peel used to do a show as well.
Daniel Miller does a show monthly.
Really? You know, actually, I think I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, see, yeah. So, I mean...
And the dub show.
Dub show, exactly. World music. So it's a variety, but with us, we play like everything in one. So we have sometimes, you know...
Very eclectic mix. So we do lots of new indie electronic stuff, which came out... I'm more like on the indie side, and Thomas is more on the... dance.
Groovy side, yeah. You know. I'm
so we fight all the time.
Fighting is a part of it, but you know that we found out that's actually good, because if we all take our best tunes, and then even like sometimes we can persuade the other one to actually love it too. So
yeah, that's best.
No, I mean, I think that's good to have those two sides, because then you do.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
and we have a mermaid.
A mermaid.
Yes, yeah. We have a real mermaid. She's always reading the fortune cookie.
Each week she's like the host for the fortune cookie set. Yeah.
And news out of the underwater science.
Wait, what is the radio show called again?
Ocean Club.
Ocean Club.
Ocean Club. So
you can, it's online.
Yeah, well. That's what I wanted to ask. What's the website?
You can. I think we have a link on our page, oceanclub.de.
Ocean Club DE, you can listen to the whole archive.
Check the click.
Oh, you can listen to everything there. Okay.
And then you link over to Radio 1, and they have the whole archive. Every show we ever did, and we did 350 now.
2-hour shows, you can listen to
very
all
nice.
Of them.
Hey.
So that gives us something to do for the next years.
Hey, yeah. I do the same thing with this with this show as well. So
okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure how many I have. I don't think I'm up to that many, but...
Well, it's a surprise because we were never working on radio. It was real by chance that the guy who was opening up the station one night, you know, on the brainstorm, having a beer, said, "Man, you know, I need a two-hour show. Wouldn't you be up for doing something?" So, and I've had my foot in straight away. Yes, we do it. You know, so we had to invent it.
Because we both are more from the artist side,
right?
Yeah. For us, it was really but we wanted it. We liked it.
So we invented it in a week's time, which the first show took us a week to produce. So, you know, kind of to get the whole concept together.
Yeah.
But since then, it's pretty much works on that kind of scheme, and it's really fun.
But do you have you have commercials on the... No commercials.
I mean...
Well, that's good.
It's not a commercial radio. It's a big radio station, but it's not a...
The commercials are, maybe to be specific, the commercials are between 8 and 8 during daytime.
Okay,
but
see
it's
what
very,
saying.
Very limited. Every half hour you would have, say, 3 spots. That's about it.
Not so much.
And at nighttime, what they do is they present certain shows, like music shows in Berlin. So you would have possibly the worst thing could happen, you have a Van Morrison kind of jingle in our after our show kind of thing. But that, you know, there's worse thing in life than that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wish more radio here in America was like that. Mm-hmm. It's just turned into, you know, corporations owning everything and just commercials and then computer programmed playlists.
Yeah.
But
well, it is in that kind of comparison very, very free and open. That's also politically aware kind of thing, you know.
But that's one of the best radio stations in Germany.
Really?
We have the same problem.
And you have no-go words as well. All the words are allowed. You don't get fined.
Yeah, we have to worry about that now. Yeah. No, they've been saying how they're going to up the amount that when you say a bad word, then, you know...
That's right.
Basically, we'll be taken off the air.
We're all little children and don't know what we're doing.
Exactly. Well, I guess we should mention that both of you are playing... tomorrow night over at Tonic.
It starts at 12.
I
start at 12.
Yeah, Gudrun starts DJing at 12 at Tonic down at Norfolk Street. And I'll be playing a set later on, maybe between 1 and 2, I think.
Okay.
And see what happens.
And Gudrun, what kind of set do you think you'll...
I'm going to play a little stuff from my label, Monica Enterprise. I like some TV on the radio. I'm going to start with Coco Rosie because that's one of my favorite bands. But I do some more dance stuff too. But it's going to be more eclectic.
Yeah, eclectica. That seems to be kind
of... Hey, that's good. That's good.
Fitting expression.
And you guys, this is a tour that you're doing in America right now, right? Yeah. I mean, well, many.
Sort of, yeah.
You were just in L.A. You got in...
San Francisco, L.A. Yeah.
We started out in San Francisco and had a kind of a holiday work kind of week in Los Angeles now. And now on the way back, we figured we'd stop over here.
Hey.
And
we're grateful to have you. Well, okay, so it's Tonic, which is 107 Norfolk Street. The number over there is 212-358-7501, if you want to call. They're going to be upstairs at Tonic starting at midnight. Downstairs is closed right now. It's flooded. That's why if you came by last week to see me DJ down at Subtonic... I wasn't there because it was flooded, and I apologize about that. But Tonic really needs people to come out and support because they need money to, you know, fix their flooding problems and the sewage problems.
Sure.
So they really need to raise this money and quickly. So it's a really good cause to, you know, just come out and support Tonic and to come out and support the show tomorrow night.
Hopefully have some fun as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But that's tomorrow night starting at midnight over at Tonic, 107 Norfolk Street, and we're going to give away one pair of tickets tonight. If you want a pair, you can call up after we get off the mic. The number here in the studio is 212-998-1818. Again, it's 212-998-1818 if you want to win a pair of tickets for tomorrow night to see Thomas Feldman and Gudrun Gut over at Tonic, and it'll be a great night. Thank you again for coming on the show. And
my pleasure.
Gudrun, you're going to be on the new afternoon show tomorrow
night.
Are you going to be DJing at all or just interviewing?
I think it's just interview. I bring some records, but I think it's just interview.
Okay. All right. Well, so you can look out for that tomorrow on the new afternoon show. And yeah, thanks again for coming on the show. It was great.
Pleasure, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Tim.
Thank you. don't pay your price, so your turn to run. I can't pay your price, so your turn to run. So, 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 your turn.
Rhythm rock, boy.